It might seem like the bleeding obvious that if you're obese and lose weight, you'll live longer and be less likely to develop cancer and heart disease. Well, according to some researchers, that's not necessarily a given. So a group of them have analysed the available evidence. One of the team was Alison Averill, who's Professor of Health Sciences Research at the University of Aberdeen. And Alison is on the line from the Silver City as we speak. Welcome to the Health Report, Alison.
Hello, Norman. We are welcome from Aberdeen. Thank you for asking me to contribute to your programme.
Why the doubt about this in the first place? That, you know, losing weight is, you know, seems to be a manifestly good thing to do.
Well, we certainly know that in terms of preventing type 2 diabetes, losing weight is a very good idea. There's good evidence from randomised controlled trials for that benefit. But the epidemiologists for a long time have been looking at associations between obesity and various diseases. And there's been huge debate about whether people whose body mass index is obese, but in the lower levels of obesity, whether actually they benefit from weight loss other than preventing the development of type 2 diabetes. And particularly for people with cardiac disease or older people, the benefits of deliberate weight loss have been debated. And also how you go about achieving that weight loss is debated. There's some evidence to suggest that diets which are lower in carbohydrate may be more effective in weight loss than most of the present guidelines, which suggest that people should follow diets which are low in saturated fat, low in fat, low in sugar. So there's still a lot of discussion in the literature.
So what did you do?
So because of all these issues, we thought it was very important to look at the evidence from randomised controlled trials of weight loss interventions for adults who have obesity, looking for as much evidence as we could find on all-cause mortality, cardiovascular mortality, cancer mortality, and people developing new cancers, new cardiovascular events. So we went and searched high and low for the evidence.
And you came up with, what, 50 controlled trials and 30,000 participants. And what did you find?
So when we combined all the data for all-cause mortality, we found that there was very good evidence that deliberate weight loss in obese adults was associated with a reduction in premature mortality by about 18%.
Regardless of your original level of obesity?
Yes. Most of the trials actually recruited people whose BMIs were in the 30 to 35 range. So actually tending to answer this debate there'd been about the benefits of weight loss for people whose BMIs are not so very high.
So that's total the chances of dying from any cause down by about 18% if you lost. How much weight? Is that getting down to a BMI of 25 or what?
No, actually, when we looked at the weight loss that was achieved in the trials, after about 1 year, it was on average about 3.5 kilos.
And so 10% of body weight. Well, no, more, less than 10%, far less than 10%.
Yeah, more like 5% or slightly less than that. And in the long term, it was a little bit less than that, of the order of 2.5 to 3 kilos. So not huge amounts of weight loss. But also there may have been changes in diet that contributed to benefits.
And the kind of diet?
So when we looked at all of the studies, we hadn't deliberately set out to look at what kind of diet contributed to the weight loss. But in fact, all but one of the trials that we included in our review looked at diets which were reducing weight by lowering the fat content, mostly lowering the saturated fat content and decreasing added sugar, increasing unrefined carbohydrate. So conventional dietary advice And in fact, really very few trials included anything that was other than that.
So what were they not dying from? Did they get less cancer and less heart disease?
Well, it's quite difficult to know.
Well, they must have been not dying of something, Alison.
A lot of the trials did not give details about the causes of death. And we went back to the investigators in the trials and we specifically tried to tease out this information. But weight loss trials often just collect information that people died during the study, and they haven't in the past gone out of their way to collect a lot of detail about these events.
So basically, a sigh of relief that losing weight, you know, the common sense prevails. Losing weight is good for you, will reduce your chances of dying, and maybe one day we'll find out what you reduced your chances of dying of.
Well, yes. I mean, I think the most obvious reason is likely to be a reduction in cardiovascular deaths, because they are ones that are likely to be affected relatively soon by many of the factors that predict, for example, myocardial infarction, whereas we wouldn't have expected that weight loss over a short period of time would necessarily have an effect on
cancer.
Cancer, which obviously is something that has a very long gestation period.
Alison, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Alison Averill is Professor of Health Services Research at the University of Aberdeen in Scotland.